Okay, hello. Welcome back to Great Minds Think Alike.
We just had a little interruption.
I got a phone call, so it messed up the recording. So, F that person who called me.
Ooh,
I don't know them. It was a random number. Mm-hmm. Rude.
I get a lot of random numbers.
Me too.
Your social security number has been confiscated. You ordered $400 on an Amazon purchase. Oh, I said, oh, please, give me a break.
Yeah, well, rude.
Well, you know,
I got a call. I've been getting this call from this guy who thinks that I am rich and want to invest in his company.
Oh, well, we get that too. Then they want me to give me my warranty on my car.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but my car, I haven't had it since 20 years already.
My
Not
God.
20 exactly, but since before Pop, well, probably 11 years, at least 11, 12 years. And they still tell me my warranty, they have to...
They don't really know anything about your car. They're just being annoying.
Well, stop calling me. I hit the button to say stop calling me. They still call me.
Stop ringing my line.
Yes, leave me alone. Then I had this friend that I worked with, Larry Fisher, he called me and he said, you don't answer your phone. I said, listen to me. If you don't leave a message, I'm not answering you because I said I get too many random calls.
Seriously.
I said, if you leave a message...
Better leave a message.
Then all right, I'll know who you are. But if you don't, I'm not answering you.
Nope.
And now I'm getting these calls on the phone, on the iPhone too now.
Annoying.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
So anyway, how was Catherine's, Aunt Catherine, I guess she is.
Oh, Louie's aunt? Mm-hmm. Good. There wasn't, everybody had pretty much left. There's only a few people there.
Oh, all right.
But we just...
She just stayed with us then. You would have had carrot cake.
Well, Louie wanted to go there. I don't really know why he wanted to go there, but I don't know. He wanted to talk to his uncle about his boat.
Oh, gee. His raft boat or his another boat?
Grandma! Call it a raft. He'd get offended by that.
I know.
Even though, it is a raft.
No, but did... A new kind of a boat?
No, he has a new raft boat.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a regular boat that he was talking about now. With his uncle.
No, he's not that rich yet. He will be soon, don't worry. And he's going to buy me a boat.
I thought his uncle maybe had a boat or something.
Oh, no, he does have, they did go on a boat. I don't think his uncle has a boat, but I think his uncle's friend has a boat that he, uses. So they have been on that boat to go fishing together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is so cute. Boys going out to go fishing.
Well, he likes fishing, I guess.
He's obsessed with fishing, Grandma.
Well, you know what?
It's crazy.
It's good because, well, they tell me people who fish, I'm not for me, it's very calming. You put your freaking line in the water. To me, it's not too exciting, but, they just relax. Until they get a bite, and sometimes they don't. And sometimes when they do get a bite, then it's tough. Well, of course, it's all according to what you're fishing for.
Yeah, he loves that calming aspect of it.
So why don't you and him go to Montauk, and he go on the fishing boat, where they take you out to the ocean?
Oh, well, we should definitely do that,
I mean, they take you out, into the ocean or whatever, wherever I'm talking about in Montauk. And the guy is there to help you, and... They're, do the fish, whatever, reel in the fish or whatever. But that would be something he should do.
Yeah, we should definitely do something like that this summer.
I know the Hansons always do it. But there used to be a Chinese restaurant that used to cook the fish for them, but that's not there anymore. But I mean...
Yeah, so I did look into that one summer because we were going to New Jersey and there was...
Oh, Jersey has that kind of boat too?
Yeah, they had a boat like that where you pay, each person pays $50 or something.
So I don't know how much it costs, but I know that they have it.
Yeah, they have everything that you need and they help you and you go fish, whatever. You go out into the water.
Right.
Ocean.
Right.
Which he doesn't do ocean fishing. He does.
But he might like it.
No, he definitely would like it. It's just Well, because he has the house in Pennsylvania, which is near all these lakes. So he
yeah,
just
but it's a little different for ocean fishing.
Definitely different. I feel like lake fishing's probably less exciting. Like, ocean fishing's probably, like, exciting.
So real ocean?
Yeah.
Ocean, yeah. Because I would say, like, when we went to Montauk, and you go on about 3 or 4 o'clock, there'd be this group of men coming off the boat. And they would show, like, if they caught a big fish, blah, 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 or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, well, I want to go on the fishing trip. I'm going to go with all the men.
Well, men and women. Doesn't matter.
That'd be awesome. Out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, men, women, whatever. If you catch a fish, the guy is there to help you clean it, whatever the hell he does. I don't know exactly, but they love it.
Yeah, we went fishing the other day. And, like, it is relaxing.
It is. It's supposed to be very relaxing.
It's definitely relaxing, but Well, it was cold, so after, like, 2 hours, I was like,
well, you're cold. If it's not a nice day, you're cold. But I mean,
it was cold, but, you know, I like it. You know, we only had one beer to share, because Louis forgot to pack the beer.
Well, he's a jerk.
So he forgot I was coming, and he packed...
Well, one beer for him is not enough either.
Well, no, he packed two, but one was, like, he didn't want it. It was, like, more of a breakfast beer, and he hadn't drank it in the morning, so he was like, oh, I don't want that one. I'm like, I'll drink it, but he didn't want me to drink that one because it's, like, special. I was like, whatever.
Hey, so Louie, I'm special. I'm getting a special beer.
Right? So we...
Hell with you.
We split one beer.
Oh. You should say, listen, Louie, I'm very special. I'm taking the special beer. Thank you.
Right? I should get the special beer.
That's right. If you want it, you should get it.
He lets me have other special beers, like when there's more than one.
Too bad. Too bad, Louis. Your loss. Oh, that's funny.
So, we went back to the house and...
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't want to be cold.
It was definitely...
I have to be on the water, I want to be at least warm.
It was like...
Like, I can't believe these people in Minnesota, I know for sure, they do ice fishing.
Oh, my God.
You're on the goddamn ice in a hut. And they... And I don't know. I feel like I'd be cold. I don't want to be cold.
Too cold. Too much.
But I fishing... What do you have to put on the fishing... You had to put the worms on?
Oh, Louie did that for me.
Oh. I think I went with my Uncle Gene once, but we use shrimp.
Yeah, you can use, I don't know.
You
can go and buy little fishes at the bait shop, and you can buy worms.
There's lots of things if you want to be a fisherman, I guess.
Yeah, Louie knows. He just hooks it up for me.
Good.
And then I go, well, I actually messed up the fishing line. It was kind of dramatic.
I'm not going to ask you to come anymore.
Yeah, I messed it up.
Go stay home. Watch TV.
Yeah, whatever.
That's too funny. That's very funny. No, Poppy was not a fisherman.
Definitely different than, you know.
It's okay. It's a hobby.
It's fine. I don't hate it. It's just, you know, Louie wants to fish, like, constantly.
Well.
Like, he would fish every single day if he could.
Well. Too bad, unfortunately. Does he like his job?
He actually does like his job.
Good. That's a plus.
That is good.
But you don't like yours.
It's fine for now.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you going to try to get something else?
Yeah, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in no rush. You know, what's the big deal?
Main priority is getting vaccinated.
Exactly.
Then we can move
on. So you didn't get... Where are you going? On what sites are you looking for?
The New York State
site. Okay, so Jones Beach and the Coliseum where Mom went?
Yeah, they had Jones Beach on there. They didn't have the Coliseum.
How come? Mom, why don't you go on that one, the Coliseum? I don't know what that one is.
Well, I'm just on the New York State site, which has everything.
Right. I don't know where my...
I didn't see the call scene.
Yeah,
but it's just annoying. All these places were saying, available appointments. And you go to click on it, and it's like, no appointments available. Then you go back, and it still says appointments available. Then you click on it. Like, I was trying everything. I was like, I'll go to Stony Brook.
Yeah, I know that.
Don't really want to drive to Stony Brook, but
yeah. Well, what is it now? 16 and what is it? 30
and older. 16 and older as of yesterday. Oh,
so everybody, so Christopher can get it and Libby can get it also.
Yeah.
All right.
And basically, everybody can get it, but kids.
I guess in Florida, I don't know what's in Florida. I don't know how they're doing it in Florida. I don't know exactly what the story is there.
Yeah.
Connor said he's going to, as soon as it comes, he's going to get it. So I don't know when. That must be the same thing, 16 and older, I guess. But every state is different. I'm looking forward. I think I might be going to see the Connecticut Home this weekend. I think.
That's nice.
I think. I'm not sure. Because they say they have work to do. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. Put a sink in, put this in there. So I said, listen, if you're going to be too busy to pay attention to me, you don't have to pay attention to me, but if you're going to be too busy, then I won't come, you know, whatever. But I wanted to see the house, you know.
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't either.
I'm occupied this weekend, so.
What are you doing this weekend? What's
I'm going out with my friends for dinner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Friends from school or friends from Rockwell Center? Or?
My friends from school.
Oh, good. All mm-hmm. right. So where are you going? In the city?
No, in Rockwell Center.
Oh.
Because Rockwell Center is like the midpoint between all my friends, so I good. Always just have an easy commute, you know?
Good, good. So where are you going? What restaurant?
Burgerology.
I don't know where that is.
It's on...
I don't think I've been ever there.
Over there?
I don't think I've been there.
It's actually by the old store.
So what do they have? Hamburgers?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a burger place.
It doesn't matter.
It no, doesn't matter. It doesn't they have matter. Food and drinks, so...
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all. All good. Whatever. Oh, that's good.
Yes, right. Because my friend just got engaged, so we're going to celebrate.
All right, so when are you going on Friday, Saturday?
Saturday.
And what are you doing? You're not seeing Louie?
Date night is canceled. Got to go out with my Woo! Girlfriend.
All right, Louie. Weep.
No, we'll probably go out Friday.
Oh, you're going to go out Friday, not Saturday?
With Louie?
Oh, with Louie. Oh, Friday.
I guess we'll hang out Saturday. I mean, we'll hang out Friday.
Yeah, I'll give you a break, Louie. I'll hang out Friday with you. But Saturday... Goodbye. did he watch the basketball game Sunday? He was talking about Arizona. I did not know that UCLA was was Arizona. I thought it was California. UCLA.
UCLA? That's University...
Of what?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's Arizona. Because Texas won.
Right, USCA is California, University of Southern California.
So what was UCLA?
USLA might be University of Salt Lake City?
No, I don't know. It was in Arizona because I was
University.
I was so confused when I watched the game. I couldn't figure out who was the white shirts, who were the black shirts.
No idea.
In fact, I thought that, I thought Arizona was winning, but they didn't. They lost by 3 points or something. It was Texas who won.
Whoa. Gonna drop my wine.
It was Texas who won. So that was something.
Very good.
But thank God Louis told me when I, Easter Sunday, explained who was playing. Otherwise I would have never known who was playing.
Yeah, I don't know. I know nothing about basketball. Up until the other day, I thought March Madness was between...
College teams.
No, I thought it was between the major league teams. That major leagues is baseball.
See, that's why I need Poppy. And like I need, like, well, Louie, thank God, told me so that I understood.
Thank God for Louie.
Yes. Because, you know, like when you watch these sports sometimes, you don't figure it all in to get, you know, you don't calculate it all, like what's going wrong, really. You know what I'm saying? You
yeah.
Know, because I don't know the colors of the team. Like, I didn't know they were called Bears and Gonzales or something. I'm saying, what the heck? Who? Which one is Arizona? Which one is Texas?
Don't ask me.
I know. I didn't. Did I? Like I say, it was good. It was all right. You know, I watched some of it. I was happy so that I at least knew what was going on.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on.
We know what we know, we don't know what we don't know, so whatever.
That's true.
The cruise ships are going to open up again. Oh, my God.
Oh, just what I'm dying to do.
Are you really? I'm not.
No. I want to go on vacation, but definitely not a cruise.
I don't want to go on a cruise. I don't
know. No, thank you.
I mean, I went with Poppy on a lot of the islands, which I loved, all the islands.
Yeah.
You know, you sit in the on the chairs, you got the hood, you got the drink in your hand, you can go... Some of the restaurants are right on the beach, so you don't have to go too far to have lunch or whatever.
Yes, that's what I want, but
and
no
they
cruise.
Have these people. That's where I got that conch. I got to show you that conch shell. When you see this come out of the water, this guy goes in the morning and it gets them. I guess you got to deep sea. What do you call it?
Deep sea diving
to get them, and they're black. And he brings them to the shore, and he takes the fish out, mm-hmm. and he sells them to the restaurants. And then he has this brush, and it becomes pink. I'm going to show you.
Well, it's just washing it, right?
With a steel brush. And it gets to be such a pretty color.
Oh, we're getting the conch shell.
I'm going to show you. Now, this is a black and brown muddy shell.
Oh my God, what do we have here?
It's very fragile.
Conch shell.
Yeah, and here's where the conch lives in here.
Oh my God.
He takes it out and then he brushes it with the steel thing, and then you pick which one you want. I don't know if you can hear anything.
Isn't this the conch shell where they say you can hear the ocean?
Can you? I don't know.
No. I want a conch phone.
I don't hear no ocean.
Shell phone.
But anyway, isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
If you saw the steps he takes, you would find it amazing.
That's what I'm going to do when I go to the Caribbean this summer. It's a conch shell.
It's just so amazing to see how this crap, it looks like, comes out of the water.
I know.
And how
it gets so beautiful.
It's very fragile.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How does he search for the conch shells? He goes,
I guess he had this little boat.
And he went down?
I guess he went out to wherever the ocean, I don't know what the, where you go. And I guess he deep sea and cuts them. He has to cut them from the they're attached. He cuts them, puts and takes them in, and then he sells them on the beach. After he clean, you know.
Amazing.
He gets the fish out, and I guess I never ate it, but he sells it to the restaurants, I guess.
Amazing.
And then he has to clean the shell to get it to a real shine. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing how he did it.
Crazy.
But that's what they, you know, that's what they did on, you know.
And conch is pretty good.
I never had it. Did you eat it?
They make conch fritters.
Yeah, well, I guess
it's good.
Yeah.
I never had, like, just conch.
Yeah, I never had. I don't know what they do with it, but whatever they did.
Usually they make fritters, so they'll chop it up and mix it with corn and fry it. Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what they did because he sold it to the restaurant. So I don't know, you know, in the hotel. But that was, well, so was the Dominican Republic. I had a great time there.
Yeah,
you can't move around too much there, but.
Me and Louie are thinking about the Dominican Republic.
It's a terrible, terrible, poor place, town.
Yeah.
But once you stay in the resort, you stay, and it's not good to travel too far.
Right.
I think we went someplace, I was very close to like a farmer's market or whatever the hell it was, and they had a lot of stores there, but they say don't go to the town.
Right.
I think we were not on the ocean. I think we were on the bay. I'm not sure. And when we went to Aruba, was beautiful. But it's very strange. Aruba has beautiful water. Everything was lovely. But there's a wind that comes some kind of wind. There's always a wind blowing.
Wind in your hair sounds like fabulous, not good.
But it's very pretty. It's very pretty. It's very cooling, but very nice. All the islands were good.
Yeah, I definitely want to hit some islands, you know?
But I really don't
get out there.
Yeah, but I don't really feel like a cruise I really want to go on anymore. It's so, so strange. But anyway, with that, wherever you go, you have fun.
Yeah.
You do whatever.
Definitely.
Can't wait to get to New Orleans to Brookie's wedding.
That will be super exciting. Definitely got to get some traveling in post-pandemic.
Well, now we're done. We're going to be done with, I'm sure by the summer, everybody will be moving around more freely.
Yeah, that's what people are saying. The summer is about to be wild and free.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think we should end this podcast because I have to pee.
I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry I can't help you. But go
ahead. Any last words for the people?
No, have a good time. Be safe.
I hope we gave you some nice stories.
Yes.
And
be safe.
Be very safe, and we'll talk next time. Hopefully, I'll have my vaccine appointment.
Exactly.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.